Anthony Nitsos, good friend of mine already. Very grateful that you are here with me. I'm grateful to be connected to you through some mutual friends, and I'm very grateful that you're here on Perlucin with me.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm happy you are here with me. Well, Anthony, we'll get right into it. First question for you is, what is your business?
SaaS Gurus, we provide fractional CFO and other back office services to SaaS companies, usually in the startup phase, all the way up to the point where they can afford a full-time CFO.
What compelled you to start SaaS Gurus?
There's a lot of information out there for SaaS companies, a lot of DIY sites. What there isn't is a lot of curation, really good curation. I've been working with SaaS companies since 2007, so I've gathered a lot of specific knowledge about what works and what doesn't, whether it's the technology, the processes, the metrics, the strategy for pricing, doesn't really matter. Anything having to deal with SaaS, we're experts in it, and we sort through all the fluff and we come right down to what needs to be known.
How would you say that you're leading the way with all the work that you're doing?
I think primarily the way that we lead is our almost maniacal focus on cash forecasting and sales growth when it comes to our clients. There are really two metrics that are the most important over all else, which is when are you going to run out of cash if you're a venture backed, or how much cash do you have to invest in your business if you're a bootstrap? And the greatest indication of valuation for a SaaS company is your ARR, your annualized recurring revenue. Well, that's driven by your sales growth. And it's also driven by your customer success team and maintaining your current customer base. So we really focus on those two above everything else. And then we make sure that all of the other financial reports, forecasts, whatever it happens to be metrics, are specific to SaaS and they follow the industry standards.
I applaud you for really owning a lane when it comes to SaaS, right? You're a guru, hence the name of your business and just all the experience that you have. But it's really cool to see that you really own a specific lane and you nail it, and that's where you live and you really hang out. And it leads me to my next question is, who would you say are your ideal clients or the people that you're typically working with?
Our ideal clients, they're of course the SaaS CEOs and founders who are losing sleep in some manner over their numbers. They don't know where their cash is heading. They don't know if they have enough cash. They don't know if the metrics that they're putting together are actually accurate. Maybe they had somebody set up their accounting system and the financial reports they get are junk and they can't use them. But we basically help CEOs and founders sleep better at night knowing that they have the right numbers. And that's primarily what we focus on. Anywhere from pre-revenue up to about the B round of investment, if they're a venture backed, because beyond that, usually they have a full-time CFO. It really doesn't matter the industry to us, although we've noticed a lot of increase in AI-backed type of companies recently. There's just been a huge influx of AI type of software. But I mean, I have clients that span everything from fintech to medical tech to you name it. We've got a client that's probably in that space.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with prospective clients?
Tell me what it is that's causing you to lose sleep when it comes to the finance and number side of your business. They don't know where their cash is going. They're not getting reports that make sense. They don't have the numbers that they can put in front of an investor or a board of directors that they have confidence in. It all really comes down to making sure that you have a skilled financial professional putting together the finance side of your business. And a lot of these startups are DIY. They're doing it themselves. They take a look and they get to a point where they've grown so much, they know they need to bring in an expert. But who can afford a full-time CFO when you're sub 1 million in revenue? But you want that expertise. So you're left with a number of companies out there that claim they can do CFO for a fractional CFO for work, but we specialize specifically in that software as a subscription space, software as a service space. So that again, when you're coming to us, we're telling you exactly what you need to know. We're not guessing, we're not building it on the fly.
Last one for us here, Anthony. Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Our ideal collaborators are anybody in the C-suite who's struggling with the numbers, with the financial numbers, or the financial planning, or the financial strategy. Anybody in that space. In addition, board members and venture capitalists themselves, who have a portfolio company or they're sitting on the board and they're just not getting the information that they need.